Welcome to Everdown! Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices.
Hell yeah.
I'm Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby Tony.
Sorry we're a little late. I got fucking stuck in a beekeeper's outfit.
That'll happen.
Fighting off bees all day.
Yeah. That'll happen.
That'll happen. Before we get things started, Nikki Skates has got to run, so we're going to run through the NHL real quick to start. How you been, bud?
Good. How's, hanging in there, you know.
How's the skates been?
We're not getting too high, but we're not getting too low either.
Classic fucking
right
gamer.
In the middle, you know.
Even Steven.
Classic Seinfeld. How you been on the ice though? Pretty good.
No, that's what we're talking about.
I know.
Yeah,
figure.
It's a gambling show. That's what we're actually talking about, gambling.
That's Gumpy. Don't fucking start, dude. all right, go. Skates tonight.
All right, here we go.
Pucks
real quick.
Ice, pucks on ice. Pucks on net.
Sticks St.
On
Louis ice. Tonight. They're playing Vegas.
The Blues?
They're playing the Golden Knights. The Blues taking on the Golden Knights. But Vegas is playing like their four-string goalie. So okay. We're going to go with St. Louis in the over at 5.5.
Okay.
We're Who's going in between the pipes?
For Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't even know right now. I don't know who it is confirmed. I just know it is not Robin Lehner. It is not Marc-Andre Fleury.
Jeez. Interesting move. Wow. What's wrong, pal?
I just wish Math was playing so okay. We could hit that freaking
yeah,
big
me too.
Super
It
boost.
Is disappointing, but he's been playing really, really well lately. I think they need to give him a reason.
Board!
No, he was on the COVID protocol.
Yeah, COVID, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, Blues.
Love you, Math. Love you, Math.
Yeah, like the Blues in the over. Then we like the Wild in
okay.
the over.
Oh,
Minnesota
Wild.
Playing Arizona.
Okay.
And then we're getting into two of the heavy favorites here. Colorado, so we got to go regulation or 60-minute line.
I love the 60-minute line.
The 60-minute line is a rush.
It's the best.
It's a rush when it comes down to the end. And then Edmonton. Now, Edmonton, you could mess around and go puck line with if you want. They're playing Ottawa again. So I would personally go regulation 60-minute line because they did beat them like a drum last game, so I expect a little pushback from the Sens, but...
Push it back.
Okay, so we got the Blues.
Blues in the over.
I love Blues.
The Blues.
The Wild in the over.
Wild in the over.
I love Wild.
Colorado in reg.
I love Avalanche.
Edmonton in reg.
The
Coilers?
The fucking Oilers.
Is that what you call them, the Coilers?
Yeah. When they're not
You hate them, don't you?
No, when they're not doing well, that's what people call them... up north, you know.
That's not very good. They could be a lot more creative.
Yeah, they could. That fucking stinks. Yeah. All right. Hey, appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, appreciate you, boys. Let's win some money this weekend.
Go look. Go Oilers, dude.
Okay. March Madness.
Ohio State up 9.
It's fucking... They're up 9 or they're up 8?
I got up 9.
What's the score?
70-61.
Sorry, you're behind me.
Still up 8.
70-62.
Still good.
Purdue just missed free throws. I'm on Purdue plus the 1. Gumpy's on Ohio State.
Money line.
Ohio State did not miss a single fucking shot to start the game.
Now they're playing with fucking butter on their hands.
Gumpy and I fucking lost UAB this morning somehow.
Heartbreak.
Some way. Don't know how that happened. We were all winners.
Michigan.
All winners on Michigan. They were fucking wagging, dude. Mm-hmm. Even Foxy won on Michigan.
I think Michigan is so good, it doesn't matter if I bet on them. I think they're the best team in the nation.
Did you win their bet yesterday?
Best team in the nation?
I didn't bet on them yesterday, no.
You think they're better than Baylor?
Did you win, like, your favorite team? Like, you bet on them yesterday? Did you win that?
Oh, we don't got to go there, Tony.
We all lost. We didn't have a show yesterday.
We all lost.
Dude. Oh, did we?
Yeah, we all lost, okay.
What, you were on Maryland?
No, I was on the Undy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. That's what you took.
And I didn't take anything. And then you guys were all on Dubva. And I was on Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm back on the Cade Cunningham wagon.
Yeah,
tonight,
I can't believe
friend.
You left him. Why did you leave him?
It just felt like a bounce back game for WVU.
If we're being honest, they've been done.
Yeah.
Michigan State, are they going to make the tournament?
I think they're in.
Really?
And that's all I care about. I think they're in. But to be completely honest with you.
Is it a talk? Like, are we going to be sitting there watching Selection Sunday, Foxy?
No, I think they're in, but they're not that good.
They might fucking sneak in because Purdue down 7. They might sneak in strictly because fucking Virginia and Kansas might not be able to play.
Yeah, and everything I saw is when they beat Michigan that last game of the year, everyone was guaranteeing they were in. I saw them as a 10 seed somewhere, so we'll see.
Oh, that'll be good for them.
Yeah.
They'll definitely win. Purdue down 6.
Ooh, 6?
Yeah.
Don't do this again,
Where's
Ohio
my
State.
Phone? Okay, that's where all my picks are. What else? Yesterday I went 6-6. I was 9-0 the 2 days before that.
Jeez, Tone.
pretty fucking.
I was 8-9 yesterday.
Fought back.
Oh, that's a grind. We should have went 9-8. That Grambling game kind of fucked us. Southern
threw. I stopped away. Betting yesterday after the over in Ohio State and Minnesota hit. They scored 26 points in the last 2 minutes to go over. Unbelievable. And then we had the Johnnies. And as soon as the Johnnies went to overtime, we know that's where pups go to die.
Couldn't even get a basket, dude.
Those two things happened back to back, and I was like, I'm done. I'm fucking done for the night. Foxy.
Yes, sir.
Let's start with you.
All right, here we go.
So that we can take it out of our betting sheet
on so what you're taking tonight. Obviously, this morning I got to the office and I wasn't sure what my pick was yet.
Okay.
And then Connor literally screamed to the whole office, everyone is on Michigan.
Let's go.
So when that happens, I am a team player. Yes. So I hopped on Michigan as well. That one has hit. So I'm hot. We're starting off the day good. I never give out two picks in one day, but today I'm going to do that because that's March, baby.
That is March, baby.
And so I heard Ty Schmidt talking earlier, I've never heard someone talk so confidently about their team, and that's the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight, -4.5 against Wisconsin. Woo. I love Iowa. Let's ride with them tonight, babe.
Great pick, Foxy. Great pick, Foxy.
Thank you.
I don't know if Wieskamp's playing. He's a game time decision.
That's all right.
I tell you what, it's going to take a couple minutes to, you know, kind of find your depth in there. And guess what? The Hawks are just going to pound it down to Garza all night.
You know what the Hawks do? Hawks fly together.
Hawks fly together.
I love it.
Love it. That's a lock.
Let's go.
Gumby, are you on the Hawks?
Of course I'm on the Hawks.
I am too now. Fuck, let's go.
Let's go.
Hawks fly together.
You're all on the Hawks?
You are too, Tony.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Tony's going to fade or he's going to take the under.
No. I'm not going to fade and I'm not going to take the under. Let me find this game real quick. Okay, first half point spread. I'm going to take Wisconsin +2.5 in the first half.
Right. Okay.
Because Iowa hasn't shot yet on this court.
Fair.
And Wisconsin has. We've kind of seen how that's worked out because earlier today, Minnesota was beating Michigan in the first half. Michigan hadn't played on the court yet.
Michigan's playing Minnesota.
Who did they play?
Maryland.
You get it.
But yeah, same I like situation. This logic.
And then this afternoon game, Ohio State blowing out Purdue in the first half. Purdue hadn't played on the court yet. Ohio State have. And now Purdue is coming back a little bit in the second half. I'm going to do the same thing for this game. I'm going to take Wisconsin first half, and then I'm going to take Iowa second half.
That's a great
smart
bet.
Man,
that's
Tony.
A really good bet.
Fair play.
Thanks, boys.
Fair play.
I mean, we're just using logic.
That's Tony, right.
Just a little bit of logic here. I know Wisconsin's +2.5 here, and then I'm going to have to live bet whenever I feel like I was starting to fucking turn it around here.
Tony Kortz.
Or maybe I would just fucking dog walks them the entire game. I don't know.
No, I like that.
I'm not super confident in Iowa. Wisconsin, I mean.
No, they played tight last time they played.
Yeah.
It'll be a good game.
Foxy's on Iowa. Okay.
Yep.
Let's go.
You feel pretty good about it?
Feel great about it. So good about it.
The boys can shoot.
I mean, you got the Iowa colors on right now, too.
Nice yellow.
Did you do that on purpose today?
Yeah. I had Michigan. They're a yellow team, and now Iowa, yellow sense. Team. I mean, just good vibes all around.
Connor, how'd the NBA picks do the other day?
John Moran did get a double-double, so that +300 hit. I do believe that was the only one, Tony.
I did see that the Spurs got dog-walked. So did Washington, right?
Washington also did not win, Tony.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I have a few NBA picks. I got a couple college, though, for tonight.
Okay,
the action.
Let's do college first.
Okay. I am going, obviously I'm on Iowa because Hawks fly together.
Boom! Ohio State air ball. Purdue down 6 with the ball.
I am also going to take the Fairfield Stags at +6.5 tonight against St. Peter's.
I think I have a pick on this game.
Stags,
yes,
baby.
Yes, I do. No.
You're on the Peets?
Nope.
Stags.
Nope.
Under.
Under 120.5.
Yeah, Stags. They're not really known for their basketball per se, but tonight they are going to show the world why everybody's scared of the deer.
Let me tell you why we're on the under in this game. So let's see, St. Pete and Fairfield. Last time they played, the score was 55 to 50, 105 there. total. And then they were 65-50. So that is what, 115 there. So a couple low scoring games. They're on a, they're both under teams. So I'm taking the under 120.5 in that game.
Love it.
Okay, go ahead, Con.
And then to carry on right below that, North Carolina versus Florida State. I woke up this morning, completely forgot I bet North Carolina, but they won, so I am going to keep that going.
Playing well right now.
North Carolina money line +130. They are +3, but I'm going to take them at the +130
against Florida State.
Just to be, you know, hey, this is March. Underdogs are made for March, Tony.
I mean, Roy Williams was built for March.
Exactly. And last but not least, Connecticut versus Creighton. Creighton 1.5. I think they're pretty good this year, and I'm going to go. And the reason I say they're pretty good this year is because Doug McBuckets used to go there, and he can shoot the basketball. Yeah. So that means they must be able to. Creighton -1.5. I'm on that as well in
Creighton,
college.
Creighton's a very, very good team. Connecticut, very, very good at covering.
Yes, and that was the CBDMD pick today, so I don't feel great about it.
The CBDMD pick of the night?
Was UConn, I believe.
Yes, oh, it's a foul!
I know.
It was called a foul. Nope, jump ball.
Well, much time left.
So Purdue just barely missed a three. 70-66, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Purdue gets the rebound. Fucking melt. Jump ball. I didn't see which way the arrow went. I mean,
I thought it was in Ohio State still.
I'm going to tell you in 1 second.
How much jump time
ball.
Left?
Ohio State's got the ball.
Yeah.
2 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Yeah, we're never going to make it.
Dude, we're fine. We just need to win by
Why
two.
Why do they do this every game?
It's March, baby.
I took a money line. Just win.
Something to think about. Live bet everybody who's down by 15 or more.
Yeah. They're legally obligated to make it close.
Yeah.
All right, Colin, are you done with college?
Yeah, that is it for me in the college slate, Tony.
Okay. Block. Purdue going the other way. Gumby. What else you got? How many more picks do you have today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Holy shit.
12.
You have 12 more picks?
How many
picks?
Games are left?
Not well, that
one,
many.
One is technically tomorrow because it tips off at midnight.
Purdue down two. Purdue down two with 1:40 left.
That's fine. We're covering.
Shit.
Ohio State did the same thing yesterday, man. I can't. I'm done. Win or lose, I'm done with Ohio State after today.
I'll be honest. I've looked at games through the 9 o'clock hour, so I still have to look at like 10 more games. I'll probably get a couple more picks, but right now, I'm taking Arkansas -5.
Yes, sir.
Against Mizzou, you're on that?
Yes, I hopped on that at -3.5 this morning.
Tell me why you're on that.
I'm looking for it right now.
I'll tell you why I'm on it.
Philly boost, huh?
Did I say Arkansas -5?
Yeah.
Tigers stink. Razorbacks are 4-0 ATS last four games against the winning team.
Boom.
5-0 in their last five against a team with a winning percentage above 600.
Boom.
7-1 in the last eight overall. 7-1 in their last eight is a favorite. 6-1 in their last game, last seven games following a straight up W. So let's go with the Razorbacks.
Like that, Tony.
Good okay. pick.
Hold on, I have to click on this team to see what their actual name is. I'm on Grand Canyon -6.5 against Seattle.
They got
Grand
a school?
Grand Canyon? Grand Canyon's been good to me this year.
They're fucking great at covering ball games, are, dude.
I'm taking them.
Grand Canyon -6.5 against Seattle. I don't need to tell you why. You just know that Grand Canyon's a fucking wagon, okay?
They're winners, dude.
I think that's all I have.
That's all you got?
Well, I got three Arkansas, GC, and the under. I told you I got like 10 more games to look at. I'll tweet out those picks.
Do you want me to just say that? Do we want the full reasoning, or do you just want the picks?
I trust your reasoning.
I'm going to go on a run.
Maybe here. I'll ask you some things as we go through.
Morgan State -3.5 over Copping State. Morgan State 10-6 against the spread.
Okay.
Going back to Oklahoma State.
Oh, really?
Catching 9.5 versus Baylor.
I thought that was a pretty big line, but Baylor has manhandled them this season.
They covered last time.
They did?
Yeah.
It was a huge spread then.
Yeah, it was 11 last time. Okay. I think they lost by 9. So yeah. I'll take the 9.5 there. This Illinois line has got a little high here.
Is it 8?
I think it was 8.5. I got it at -7.5 this morning. I'll lay the points.
They're playing Rutgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oregon. I'm riding the Ducks. I mean, I firmly believe that this Oregon team is going to make a run in the tournament. So I will lay the 8 over Oregon State.
Thought about it. Oregon State also very good at covering.
They beat them by 13 last week. Oregon 9-1 their last 10. I mean, they're playing a good ball.
I'll take Oregon. Hey,
that
as well.
Illinois and Rutgers game might be another Iowa Wisconsin opportunity. Yeah. I'm not going to do it because I love Illinois.
The number feels like it's getting a bit inflated there.
Purdue ball down 2, minute left.
Yeah, I haven't had an update here as well.
I'm with with Connor on UNC.
Let's go. Yeah.
Nice.
FSU can't win away from home. Mm-hmm. And UNC last night were playing like men, dude. Like,
dude, they are.
They were fucking.
I think they went on a 46-2 run.
They were playing bully ball last night. Like, it was impressive what they were doing with their big men. So, yeah, I like them getting points.
42-3 run against Notre Dame the other night.
Yeah,
shit. It was close. And then they.
Yeah, they're playing right now. I'm also with Connor on Creighton over UConn.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
They're just the better team here.
Yeah, they are the better team.
Blue Jays fly together too.
Come on. They do.
I'll lay the 6.5 with Prairie View over Grambling.
Really?
Grambling was very fortunate to get past Southern last night. Yeah, went to overtime. They're on their last legs here.
Okay.
Prairie View won 10 straight, 13-4-2 against the spread this year.
Dude.
I'm also on LSU money line over Ole Miss.
Okay.
It's a tight one, but I like LSU. I really do.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll take the points with USC versus Colorado.
I haven't got to that game yet.
And then the last one, this is the midnight tip. Colorado State is catching 4.5 against Utah State.
Really?
And I would not be surprised if Colorado State wins this game outright.
Okay,
let's go.
Yeah, I still got to look at those late night games. I got a few more that I got to look at. We'll tweet out. Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Good pick.
Hey, this it's March, baby.
Yeah, I mean,
let's go.
Connor, let's head to the professionals.
All right, let's do the professionals, Tony. You are right. I'm probably going to take, I'm just going to rattle through these because I'm going to take all of them.
Okay.
Player performance doubles. I'm going to stay away for tonight.
Okay.
We got a tie game.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So now you're ahead of me.
Oh, jeez. 70-70. But all right, here we go. Cavs, Pelicans. Pelicans minus 7.5 back-to-back. Don't care. Give me Pelicans. Nuggets, Grizzlies. Grizzlies plus 3 at home, over under 229. Don't care about any of it because I'm taking Nuggets -3.
What was the Pelicans? What was that line?
7.5.
Okay, yeah. Cleveland.
Got to do it. Sixers, Wizards. Wizards plus 4.5. I do believe.
Ooh.
Embiid and Simmons are still out. I'm taking Wizards money line.
Okay.
Plus 158.
I think they are still out.
Heat, Bulls staying away. That spreads at 2. Magic plus 7.5 against the Spurs, who are minus 7.5. Fuck the Spurs. I'm going to the Magic plus 7.5. They screwed me.
Where's Aldridge going to go?
Celtics, dude. Duh. Celtics are making a run at the ship. We'll see you there in the finals. I've never seen this before. I don't know if you guys have. Rockets Jazz is at minus 18.5.
Jesus.
I don't know if I've ever seen that in the NBA for a spread.
I think since all right, so I'm going to forget his name.
Splash Bros?
No. For the Rockets, he was going to win most improved player, but he's been out.
Wood.
Yes, Christian Wood. So since he's been out, they have not covered a game. I think it's 0-14 or 0-15.
I think they've only won one game.
Yeah, they are. Since he's gone out, they've been very. And Harden left, obviously. They are a fucking dumpster fire.
Yeah, and the Jazz won, like, what? Like, they were like 16 to 17.
Yeah.
Because the spread's that big, I'm taking the Jazz minus 18.5. The Rockets stink. And Pacers, Lakers. Not Pacers tonight. Pacers tomorrow. Caris LeVert gets back. And Bron just said, hey, it's time we start playing basketball. So I'm taking Lakers minus 4.5.
Good pick.
Okay. Hey, those are all. I was going to take the Lakers strictly for that reason as well.
Yeah. For all those games, just know that I'm going to take the best player to score 30 points as my player performance double.
And a win?
Yeah, plus the win.
Okay.
Like Zion, 30 points. Feed me that.
Update on Cutmaker Jeff picks. John Rahm is at minus 4. Fucking Will Zalatoris.
Oh.
Who is the 80-1 to win? Is it minus 3? Both of those are tied for 15 right now.
What a weapon.
Hovland is kind of falling off. That's fucking Vic. He's young. Lee Westwood, back-to-back weeks. Lee is leading.
Yeah. Wow. Golf's tough.
Golf is tough. All right, here we go. Ohio State has the ball. 40 seconds left. They're holding. Come on. They're holding.
They better be.
Are you watching it, Tony?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Oh, okay.
Are you watching it?
No, I'm in a degenerate gamblers chat.
Play by play, Tony. Come on.
He's driving to the hoop. Goes up for the. Oh, he's fouled.
Yeah.
How much time?
Ohio State is fouled with 23.7 seconds left going to the line. That means Purdue.
Come on. I hate that.
Purdue, can we turn the TV on in the studio?
Purdue is going to have a chance. I have to.
Or is that already all messed up?
I mean, good God. This would be near impossible with the BC.
Nope, don't worry about it.
I could turn it towards you guys.
No, don't do that because we might get
YouTube.
Yeah. Well, no, like right there. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Oh, smart.
But the camera cannot see it. He hit the first free throw.
Yes. Nice shot, Justice.
Come on, brother.
Connor, can you see it?
I just got it on. Now I can, yeah.
We got it back here.
Great job, Tony. Oh, no,
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you have it on a camera. Yeah.
Oh no, Tony!
Come on, turn it
too much. There it is.
Okay,
big bucket.
Hit it. Need it.
Boom! Yes. Gotta make your free throws in March. Gotta make your free throws in March.
Don't forget Memphis.
Man.
This is March.
This is March, baby. This is why we play.
So for those watching, you're on Ohio State.
Comfy. Yeah.
Connor, you're in Ohio State?
OH, baby.
Connor, or Evan, did you take this at all?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you on?
Ohio State.
Oh, no wonder it's fucking getting tight.
Let's go, boys.
Oh, here we go.
I'm on Purdue plus the one.
Another timeout.
Another timeout. Back to back.
All right. Who was the dog here?
Purdue was plus one.
Yep.
And they also ended at plus 100 money line.
So we'll do home is Ohio State, away is Purdue.
Oh, let the dice tell us.
Oh. Purdue.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Tony, Ohio State is away and Purdue is home in this game.
No!
So, Ohio State!
What are you watching this for?
What do you mean?
A throwback to when we don't want to see Purdue win.
Well, they got to fill time during the timeout. This is. Hey, oh, by the way, I don't know about you, Connor.
What's Foxy. That?
Yep.
Me and Gump are going to bet every single game during the tournament.
Have to.
Oh, boy.
Have to.
Hopefully we could do like some of this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter if you put $2 on the game. You know, might as well. I do think I'm going to take every 16 and 15 seed money line.
White dude, bad haircut, baggy sleeves, guaranteed to hit a three to win this.
Yeah, I'm very nervous about that guy.
I actually don't want him to, but that'd be awesome.
He's basically the dude from Ole Miss who fucking... Who's that white dude from Ole Miss?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Everyone hated.
Watch that guy.
Oh, Jackson State.
Henderson?
What?
Was it Henderson?
Oh, yes, Rally, it was Henderson. True? The shark.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Come on, Ohio State. Okay. One time. One
come
time,
on, boys.
Get the ball and bounce.
Come on, defense.
One time, boys.
Okay. Ball.
Defense.
Thought he was pulling that.
Defense.
Oh, we're going for the two.
Defense.
The boys better crash
the defense.
Boards. I mean, come on.
Defense.
Come on.
Good
come
D,
on.
Good D.
Let's go.
Ah! No. All right. We're okay.
How do you let him get down low?
We're okay. Plenty of time.
Just bullied him.
I can tell you this. Purdue's in the worst spot possible.
Easily. It's 9 seconds.
Ohio State's going to win, or they're going to go to overtime where pups go to die.
Go to the hoop and get a bucket or get fouled.
Dude.
Do not shoot.
Go to the that rack. Was a grown man basket.
I mean, double that, man.
Underneath, too.
With the touch.
I mean, what's that guy on the other side of the paint doing? Can you help out?
No, what is he?
Fucking help side defense. Heard of it?
Good just got bullied, Lord. Dude.
I mean, he went.
That he's right nice. There on the block.
That was nice.
Okay.
Good play.
The show is going to end as soon as these 9 seconds are up.
But till then, let's go Buckeyes. You know, let's get the Buckeyes in chat, people.
Bucks.
Buckeyes in chat.
Who are you on right now? Jackson State came back.
Jackson State is up one. I got Tennessee minus 3.5. They are up 14.
Ooh.
I got North Texas plus 1.5, up 6.
Okay.
Cincinnati plus 6.5, up 13.
Oh, so you're fucking...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So you're feeling pretty good right now.
I got Valencia down in La Liga, though.
So you don't need to win this game.
I need... Hey, what did we just hear? I need a 9-1 run, Tony.
Yeah.
We need a 9-1 run.
We need to win this game.
No. Need to win every game, Tony.
Here's the thing with people in the chat. They're probably watching on real TVs and already know what happened.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so yeah. Don't look at the chat.
Well, I'm not. I'm what? You know I'm not.
Yeah. I don't know where your phone is.
Right here, pal.
Come on.
Son of a bitch. All right, boys. Hey,
fucking blank screen.
Hey, let's score some baskets here, Ohio State.
All you really need is one, I think.
Yeah, you're right. No, just score a basket.
We're going to fuck it up.
Here we go. Go to the hoop. Why is he taking so long?
We got to move.
Go to the hoop.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
Don't foul.
Overtime.
Zeros on the clock, boys.
All right. So lame.
We will tweet out all the rest of our picks. You got footy.
Yeah, tomorrow, Chelsea money line, -125 against Leeds. Chelsea, since getting a new coach, are a wagon. They're unbeaten in 12.
Jeez.
Leeds has lost 2 straight and have 1 win in 5. Feels like a trap number, but I'll take the bait. Chelsea money line, -125. Atletico Madrid money line, -105 over Getafe. They haven't lost in 3, and Getafe has 1 win in 8.
Getafe stinks.
Yeah, they
and,
do.
And I'll tweet out about 8 more tomorrow.
Awesome. We can't thank you guys enough. By the way, today is hashtag FanDuel Hammer Down Rollover 2250.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's getting up there.
That's getting what we like to see.
10-leg parlay, -130 or worse per leg.
Per leg.
All legs must be completed on the same day. No screenshots. Type out your bets. Tag Hammer Don. And good luck. And we will see you on Monday. We'll tweet everything out. Tweet us if you have any questions. Hammer
Don.